Well, good morning. I hope and pray everybody's doing well. You know, we entitled this little segment Youth Message, but really it's designed for all of us youth because we're all young at heart and we're all God's children. And Jesus said, "Come unto me, all the little children." And I think why he said that is that he wants to have things simple. He wants to talk to us in a way that even children can understand. And that's what I want to do. There's a story in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 21, verses 28 through 32, and it's about obedience, and it's about a story of two sons and a father. And I want to take the story and maybe make it a little bit modern and just kind of use it as a base and share what the meaning of that scripture is that Jesus is saying. Now, I'm going to be a two-part. I'm going to play the part of a boss, and I'm going to play the part of an assistant. And the boss says, "Hey, assistant, come over here. I want to give you a present." And then the boss starts talking to all the other people. He's talking about the weather. He's talking about current events. He's talking about, "Oh, that's a nice suit you got on today. Where did you get it?" You know, and just go on and on and on. Well, the assistant's getting frustrated. "Sir, excuse me. You told me to stand right here and you're going to give me a present." And the boss said, "Yeah, I know. Don't worry. It's going to be something nice." And then he goes back to talking to all the other employees again and saying this and saying that and what we're going to do next week and all these other things. And finally the assistant gets frustrated again. He says, "Sir, excuse me, I am still waiting." And the boss said, "I was going to give you something nice, so why are you upset?" I think it's because he was being ignored. So what happens here? I said one thing, being the boss, but I did something else, and my words didn't match my actions, did it? And that's what it's like about in that story in the Bible that I was telling you about. It's about obedience and about two sons and different things, and it's a story that Jesus told. So what do you think? This is basically the story. A man had two sons, and he went to the first one and said, "Son, go and work in the vineyard today." He answered, "I will not." But later he changed his mind and he went to work. The father went to the second son and said the same thing. And he answered, "Oh, yes, sir, I'll go." But he did not go. So I was wondering which two did the will of his father. Well, the father was probably disappointed in both of his sons. One son said he wouldn't do it when the father asked him. And the other son said that he would, but he didn't. So really, neither actions of the two sons matched their words, right? But one son finally did what the father asked him to do, and in the end, the actions of both sons were stronger than the words. So when what you say and what you don't do and what you do when they don't match up, people react in different ways. Now some people remember, whichever makes you look worse sometimes. Many people say, however, "Will you remember what you did instead of what you said?" Yeah, I think you would. So what did I do today in telling that story? My words didn't match my actions, did they? Because of that, I might have hurt or even embarrassed the assistant. And he might decide that, hey, I can't trust my boss no more. So when my words and actions don't match, I have to live with the consequences of how I make other people feel and what I might be teaching them. Now, I'm not really so mean as being the assistant and the boss. And the boss is really saying, "Well, you know, you were a good helper today, and you waited very patiently, so here's your prize. Thank you for helping me." That's what it should do. So let's pray to help us to remember that people are watching us and what we do, teaching us about many things and about what God has to say, and that we too can tell people about the love of God. Because that's really, you know, we as Christians, people watch us. And if our words don't match up with what we're saying, that then you say, "Well, you know, God this, God that." But if our actions, and we go out and continue to sin and do things that goes against what God's teachings are, how are we ever going to be able to let them know about the gospel of Jesus Christ? Amen. So, Father, we thank you for this day. What a beautiful day. And we thank you for loving us so much. And help us to remember that other people may be looking to us to teach them about you. So help us today, Lord, to remember that when our words and our actions don't match, we can hurt other people or discourage them from seeing you, O Lord. So help us. Help us to be careful in what we say and what we do, and be careful that what we do matches our words. And we give you the glory today, and thank you for the protection that you've given to us in your precious name of your Son. Amen. You know, that is so true, that we have to be careful what we say and what we do. People are really watching us in a lot of ways, and we want to have a good reputation. You know, the only thing that you're going to take to heaven with you from this world is your reputation. Think about that. So you want to have a good reputation when you get up there where people can depend on you? Oh, yeah, we'll make mistakes, and we'll have to say, God, forgive us, and we'll kind of get better and better and better. But true character, you know, true character is what you do when nobody's looking. Think about that. Well, I hope and pray you're having a good day, and hope and pray that someday soon you all will be in church with us. We certainly miss all the youth. We got the van just serviced this week, and Travis took it and got it serviced, and hope and pray that we can start using it soon and getting you and bringing you to church. It might be a little different. We don't know, but we're praying that we can have not only regular church that is somewhat normal, whatever normal is, but that we can get back to the youth ministry. Well, God bless you, and keep safe until we meet again. Amen.